Hello, I'm Marion Pallister, Vice Chair of Justice and Peace Scotland, and I'm in conversation with Valerie Brown of Christian Aid. Our conversation marks the start of the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence, which runs from November 25th, the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, to December 10th, which is Human Rights Day. In a previous existence as women's editor of an evening newspaper, I worked with Glasgow University and a women's rights organisation to ascertain the level of domestic violence in Scotland's central belt. The statistic we came up with was a shocking 1 in 3 women affected by domestic violence. Decades on, Val and I are looking at current figures produced by UN Women. That's the United Nations entity dedicated to gender equality and the empowerment of women, which say that 1 in 3 women worldwide experience gender-based violence. Val, are you as shocked and disappointed as I am that this figure has not changed in decades?
Absolutely, Marion. I mean, it's, as you said, it's an absolutely shocking statistic. And the fact that 1 in 3 women globally experience some sort of violence shows just how all-pervasive this issue is, which is why it's a hidden epidemic. It is something which is not openly talked about, and it has a hugely detrimental impact on women's physical and mental well-being and completely violates their human rights. And to be honest, I think it's a statistic which in the 21st century disgraces humanity.
It does indeed, and there have been recently a number of high-profile campaigns, such as Me Too, that have aimed to enable women to speak out against sexual harassment and gender violence. They've been led by well-known women. Do you think that this excludes the many millions of what I call real women who may still be afraid to speak out against the violence that they experience?
Again, I think what the Me Too campaign has highlighted is just the sheer scale of this issue. And you're right that it has been a lot of high-profile women who have led it, largely because they are speaking out against fairly high-profile men. But actually the strength of this campaign is when ordinary, everyday women have come together to share their experiences and to begin to voice some of the things which people maybe didn't feel was appropriate to bring up before. You're right, though, the campaign has largely been English-speaking. It has largely involved women who have access to social media. But actually, there are women right across the world who are finding creative ways to challenge and change societies which are not giving them a voice.
The UN Women suggests that silence and stigma have allowed violence against women to escalate to what they call pandemic proportions. You mentioned earlier the word epidemic, that men have been given the freedom to treat women in any way they wish. Would you agree this is so in the countries where Christian Aid works?
Absolutely, but I would hate for us to be sitting here feeling that gender injustice is somebody else's problem. I think the 1 in 3 statistic shows us that this touches every single part of every single country. And while things in Scotland are hugely better than they were when I was younger, as the mother of a young daughter, I am still really having to fight against the everyday societal norms which would have her dressed as a princess, bedecked in pink and wearing functionally inappropriate clothing. And having recently taken over a role within my own tennis club to look at the junior teams, I see a huge drop off of girls playing sport when they hit secondary school age. So there is a huge amount of work to do if we are truly to live in a society where all people are free from that pressure and able to live full lives. And the countries that Christian Aid works in, we make sure that gender justice is absolutely streamlined through everything that we do, because gender injustice is one of the key drivers of poverty. And working with whole communities, we are able to get people to start discussing what are harmful notions of masculinity which put undue pressure on young boys and men, and also what are very unhelpful and unhealthy notions of what it is to be a woman. And by having these conversations openly with the whole community, what we seek to do is to get people in a place where actually people are deciding for themselves that everyone is better off when all are included.
That's really interesting to hear that. And as somebody involved in a charity in Zambia where young girls are for the first time being able to go to school and are being quite sort of positive about the reactions that they have in these situations, but it worries me a little bit that they go home and the same old traditions are still there. I'm wondering what answers organisations like Christian Aid can offer. I think you've got a project in Brazil. Can you tell us something about that, please?
Absolutely. Well, the Brazil project is one that we're very involved in Scotland because the Scottish Episcopal Church have given some funding to it, as they have in the past. And that enables our partner, the Episcopal Church of Brazil, to provide a safe house for women who have experienced domestic abuse, because that there is not very much state provision for that. So there is a real gap there for women who have suffered abuse, because although there are laws in Brazil which prevent that, these are not always upheld, and women who make a complaint to the police are often ignored. So the safe house provides people with not only that safety, but the opportunity to access training, have the skills and experience necessary to go on and have an independent life, but also to receive counselling from some of the experiences that they've had. But that, I mean, that is just one example of the work, because actually gender justice is much broader than merely domestic abuse. And I was very touched by one project in India. One of the communities that Christian Aid work there with were really under threat because of climate change, threatening the salination of land, people may be forced to leave. So our partners formed a milk cooperative for the women, giving saline-resistant grass seeds, enabling the cows to eat good grass and therefore produce a high quality of milk. And by producing a high quality of milk, the women have been able to sell directly into their own local market and for the first time have a reliable, stable source of income. And my colleague had asked one of the women there, has this project changed your life? And the woman had thought for a minute and then said, no, it hasn't, but it has changed my daughter's life. And she went on to explain that having her own income meant that she then had a say in how the family finances were spent, and she was choosing to keep her daughter in education and not sell her off in marriage. And it's that generational change that Christian Aid is invested in. And similarly, a project in Bolivia that the Church of Scotland Guild have just finished supporting was to give solar ovens to communities in the forest, the Bolivian Amazon. And that was again as a direct response of climate change, because increased flooding meant that firewood was soaking wet, people weren't able to eat well, and that whole way of life was under threat. But actually what the ovens did was they freed women up from that daily task of collecting firewood, cooking over an open stove, and for the first time women in the community were visible, and for the first time they had time. And part of that project was very much saying, how do we make sure that the women now have an equal voice over the decisions which don't just affect their own lives, but the lives of the community?
It's a real gender balance thing, isn't it? It's altering the way the scales were weighted.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I understand that part of the campaign that we're asked to share over these 16 days is organised by Side by Side, the growing global movement of people of faith who want to see gender justice become a reality across the world. Can you tell us about Christian Aid in Scotland's involvement in that campaign?
Yes, well, Christian Aid globally set Side by Side up in that belief that when faith leaders speak out, change can happen, especially in countries where high numbers of people belong to faith groups and are perhaps not accessing other forms of education. And we saw that very clearly with HIV/AIDS. When faith leaders were prepared to be open and honest about it, the level of stigma reduced, the incidence of people being tested increased. And the hope for Side by Side is that for gender justice, having people of all faiths speaking out about the need for equality and the need for violence to be challenged will actually bear fruit. And in Scotland, we are delighted that we've just appointed a volunteer chair for the Scotland chapter of Side by Side. And their first remit will really to be go and to build relationships with all the faith communities in Scotland and to see what can we do together to challenge gender injustice in a Scottish context.
And you really mean all faiths, don't you? It's not absolutely just an ecumenical thing, but you're reaching out to people of all faiths, the Muslims and Hindus and so on.
Absolutely. We want this to be an interfaith movement for gender justice.
That's really good for me to hear as the representative of Justice and Peace on the Interreligious Dialogue Committee. It's the kind of thing that we're hoping to work with, so I hope that we can work together on that. Okay, one.
Please.
There are lots of patriarchal societies around the world that in varying extremes subjugate women, but would you agree that violence against women often comes in the aftermath of war or great social change, or you were talking about climate change, when men feel circumstances have kind of robbed them of their status? How do we deal with that? What responsibilities does society have?
Well, again, just making sure we don't other the problem, because we've already mentioned that this is an all-pervasive issue. But yes, in issues where people are displaced, either as a result of climate change or conflict, women and girls and children are always much more vulnerable. And Christian Aid is working in refugee camps to make sure that there is proper sanitary provision so that women can access toilet facilities without the threat of being attacked. And what a huge amount of what we do, as was the case of our Christian Aid Week story last year, was providing safe housing for people whose homes have been destroyed by a storm, partly because as climate change makes extreme weather events much more likely, places like Haiti will be hit again by hurricanes, and having a home that is able to stand up to a storm gives families, and especially women-headed families, the security to know that they will not be displaced again. But your question there was about what society, what responsibilities does society have? And I think here in Scotland, we need to really be very attentive to everyday sexism. I think we need to make sure that things which might seem globally insignificant, the kind of banter that we hear, is not minimalised, and that we actually attend to that, and that we work to live in a society here which doesn't put negative or undue pressure on young boys or young girls to conform to an unrealistic norm.
Val, I can see all that you're hoping from these 16 days of activism. Could you sum that up very quickly? And could you also, please, could you bring this lovely conversation to a close with a prayer, please?
Absolutely. I think what I would like for this 16 days is for people to have intelligent conversations around this issue, where they are prepared to critique things which they have maybe just taken for granted over the years. Let us pray. Lord God, maker of all, thank you that you have created all people in your image and given to each one a unique personality, gifts and talents. Forgive us for our complicity in structures that work to hold some of your people back. Help us to work for the day when all will be included equally in the feast of life, where none will be limited nor debarred because of their race, caste, gender, class, sexuality or religion. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk about this very valuable 16 days of activism. I hope that people will be inspired by what you've told us and by what you've said, and certainly by what you have prayed, to take their own action over the next 16 days. Thank you so much.